This was the scene 2 years ago on the 150th anniversary of the Alaska transfer. A large group of Sitka residents gathered at the base of Castle Hill to sing the Eagle Sorrowing Song, while on top of the hill, another group of Sitkans dressed in 19th century period costume fire salutes while the flag of Tsarist Russia is lowered and the U.S. flag is raised.
The thing is in our town here, there's a long history. This land was never unceded or surrendered.
Lakota Hardin works in health promotions for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.
And the history, you know, of Alaska Day coming up, that there's this sale. Well, it's an illegal sale. You can't sell something that isn't really yours. So people, there's controversy around that, but that is the history.
SEARCH is one of a large group of partners, including Sitkans Against Family Violence, Sitka Counseling, the Sitka Health Summit, and the University of Alaska, who are trying to engage and work around decolonization and more fully recognize that Alaska's history, while worth celebrating, is more complicated than it's traditionally rendered, especially during the Alaska Day Festival. This effort is not unique to Sitka. Indigenous Peoples Day has replaced Columbus Day in many jurisdictions. Hardin was there at the beginning.
I was living in Berkeley, living in the Bay Area, when the very first Indigenous Peoples Day was proclaimed by the city of Berkeley back in 1992. And it was because of the reenactments of the Columbus and his ships and the big Italian population there in the city would have these big parades, and they were planning to reenact and replicate the three ships. And of course, we weren't having it. And that was kind of how it began.
Taking a cue from Indigenous Peoples Day, there are many who are beginning to describe Alaska Day as Reconciliation Day. But Michael Mosbach with the University of Alaska says there's much more to this partnership than a single day in October.
The lens that we're trying to view this through is this idea of the past being something that is not necessarily your fault if you are a part of the settler colonial culture, but it is something you're responsible for. And so in moving forward with this work, we hope to unpack what it means to engage in decolonial work and make sure that that's something we carry forward with us into every day.
Indigenous Peoples Day was honored in Sitka on October 14th with a series of discussions, dances, meals, and free admission to the Sheldon Jackson Museum, with the objective of moving toward a deeper understanding of what's truly worth celebrating.
And so one of the goals is to come together as a community and understand some of the language around these issues, understand what it means to engage in decolonial work, understand issues like historical trauma, and kind of unpack some of these relationships, and then use that knowledge to, as a community, come together and move forward into more consistent programming around these topics.
Mosbach says there are plans to create a decolonial task force so Sitkans can continue to discuss these issues long after the Russian flag has come down over Castle Hill on October 18th. Reporting in Sitka with help from Aaron Fulton, I'm Robert Woolsey.